in our study of Sefer Bamidbar, we've looked at the Ramban a number of times in his Hakdama. Let's connect the Ramban's Hakdama with a few other statements of the Ramban, and I think they fit together to form a picture. The Ramban in his Hakdama, and you'll see this as the fifth source on your page, the sixth source on your page, the Ramban says, Acher Shebi'er Torah HaKorbanos, Sefer HaShlishi, following Sefer Vayikra, the Torah of Korbanos, Hischil Ata, now we begin, L'sader B'Sefer HaZeh HaMitzvos, Shenitztavu B'Inyan Oel Moed. What we're talking about now is the fear and the awe that we have to have with regard to the Mishkan, the Oel Moed, and anything around it. Ukvar hizir al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav lidoros. And earlier in Sefer Vayikra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already warned us about the fact that Tmeim cannot come into the mikdash, they cannot eat kodesh, and these are Isurim that apply for all generations. V'ata, but now in Sefer Bamidbar, yagbil es hamishkan. Yagbil means he circumscribes, he limits the area, the accessibility to the area around the Mishkan. We have to stay away from the Mishkan. There are full parshios in Bamidbar about Shmiras HaMishkan, Shmiras HaMikdash, and the Leviim Shevet Levi are in charge of guarding the Mishkan. And the Ramban points out that there is a parallel here between the Mishkan and a different parasha, a different episode that played such a major role back in Sefer Shmos. Kasher Higbil Har Sinai Biyos HaKavod Shom. We find that back in Shmos, in the parasha of Matan Torah, back in Parshas Yisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu again circumscribes, he limits the area of Har Sinai. That's where the Kavod Hashem appears. God, the Shekhinah as it were, comes down from Shamayim over the Har. Tziva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands, and this is a pasuk here at the beginning of Bamidbar, that parallels the situation and the Azhar that applied to the Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah. But here in Bamidbar, Ubenesoa HaMishkan Yoridu HaSalavim, and in the Chanias HaMishkan, Yakimo Salavim Vazar HaKarev Yumos. The Torah is very strict about not letting anyone come close unless he belongs to Shevet Levi and he's personally involved in the Mishkan, taking it apart, putting it together, moving it, carrying it. Kasher Omar Shom, where's the parallel back to Parshas Yisro? There it says, Lo Siga Bo Yad. This is in Shmos Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yud Gimel. Kisakel Yisakel. The Torah is very, very strict about someone who connects, he touches the Har when the Shekhinah dwells and presides over the Har. Vitziva, and Hashem commands, and this is the last pasuk in Parshas Bamidbar, that's Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chof, V'lo Yavou Liros Kivala es hakodesh v'mesu. And this pasuk is an exact parallel, claims the Ramban, to a pasuk back in the parasha of Matan Torah, kasher hizir sham, as it says over there, pen yaharsu el Hashem liros v'tziva ushmartem es mishmeres hakodesh. Here too we have another parallel. Ves mishmer samizbeach kasher omar sham v'gam hakohanim hanigoshim Hashem yiskadoshu. So we have here an absolute mirror image in which the parsha of Har Sinai and Matan Torah parallels the parsha of Bamidbar and the Mishkan. And the reason for that is that the Har Sinai, although only on a temporary basis, one-time basis, was the Mishkan of the Shekhinah, the Kavod Hashem that came down over the mountain, so too, in the Mishkan on a permanent basis, we have the Kavod Hashem, the Shekhinah, residing over the Mishkan, and that's going to be the parallel with all the strict halachos that apply as a result of the awe and the reverence we have to have for the Kvod Hashem. Let's combine and connect this Ramban in his Hakdama to Sefer Bamidbar with the Ramban in Perek Dalid Pasuk Vav. There, the Ramban... You know what? Let's leave that out for a moment. We'll come to that next. First, let's look at the Ramban in Parashas Truma in Shmos Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Aleph. That's the next source on your page beyond the Ramban in his Hakdama to Bamidbar. And here the Ramban, I think, sets up a background, not just for the whole understanding of the Mishkan and its parallel to Har Sinai, but also what is the Ikar in the Mishkan. And I think we should read that Ramban before we read the Ramban in Perek Dalet of Bamidbar, because I think the Ramban in Truma is a perfect segue into the Ramban regarding the Aron HaEdus in Parshas Bamidbar. Says the Ramban in Truma, V'hinei ikar ha-chefetz b'mishkan, what is the kishkes? What is the primary dimension of the Mishkan? Hu makom menuchas ha-shechina. If we could only pinpoint one place where the Shechina resides, Shehu HaAron, and the Ramban reveals the secret to us. It's the Aron that contains the Luchas HaBris with the Kaporis on top of the Aron. There is the place of the Nuchas HaShechina. That's where the Shechina is located. Kemosha Omar, he quotes the pasuk a little bit later on in Parshas Truma. There it says, "Varo adati lecha sham v'dibarti itcha me'al kapores." That's where the Kol Hashem came to communicate me'al kapores on top of the Aron to Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Ramban uses this chidush, this fundamental point, to explain the Seder HaPsukim here in Sefer Shmos. He says, "Al kein hikdim ha'aron v'kaporis pekan." We'll find that later on, towards the end of Sefer Shmos, when we get to the Asiya, the actual building of the Mishkan, we'll find that the Aron comes later. But here, in Parshas Truma, the tzivui on the Aron comes first. And why is that so? Ki hu mukdam b'maila. Because even though in the practical senses we'll soon see the Ramban emphasizing the Aron comes later in terms of the actual sequence of constructing the Mishkan, but nevertheless in terms of its conceptual and functional significance, the Aron comes first. It is Mukdam Bima'ala, the Samach Li Aron, and only after the Aron, then we get the Shulchan, we get the Menorah, we'll have the Mizbeach, Shem Kelim Kamohu. The Yoru al Inyan Mishkan Sheba Avuram Nase. Each one of these other Kalim will reveal another dimension of the Mishkan, but really everything, all the Kalim, the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach, they're all subsidiary, they're all secondary to the Mishkan itself, and the Mishkan itself in the Ramban's identity equals the Aron. That is the Makom Menuchas HaShechina. Later on in Parshas Vayakel, says the Ramban, as you'll see, Moshe Hikdim Es HaMishkan, in the building of the Mishkan, he has the building of the Mishkan first, the Oel HaMechseihu, then he's got the other Kelim of the Mishkan. Lefishu Roy Lekadem B'maisa. There the sequence follows the Maisa. First you build the Mishkan, then you set up the Kelim, the Aron, and so forth. V'sod ha-Mishkan hu, and what is the secret of the Mishkan? Shehei ha-Kavod asher shochan al Sinai. This directly links us back to what we started with before the Ramban's introduction to Shmos, that the Kavod, which is really the Shechina itself, in a very very obscure, very profound way, asher shochan al Sinai, shochen olav b'nistar. So even though at the time of Har Sinai everything was begolui, The covenant of Hashem was revealed, but here in Mishkan it's benistar, it's somewhere hidden, bein akruvim, there on the kaporis above the Aron. V'kmosha nemar sham, there at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, in the story of Maimon Har Sinai, it says, Vayishkan Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai. The Kvod Hashem was on Har Sinai, and that was Begoli, but it was only on a temporary basis. Uksiv, and now he invokes a pasuk at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, Hein Her Enu Hashem Elokeinu Es Kvodo V'Es Godlo. Now these two Lashonos, Kvodo and Godlo, according to the Ramban, but this touches on the mystical, Kabbalistic insights of the Ramban, those are two different dimensions of Shechina, of Gilui Hashem. He says in the parallel, Kein Kosev Mishkan, here we'll find in the Mishkan at the end of Sefer Shmos, Ukvod Hashem Milis HaMishkan, but it says it twice, and the double language of Kvod Hashem Milis HaMishkan parallels Kvodo and Godlo. And the Ramban concludes this presentation by saying, V'hoya b'mishkan tamid im Yisrael ha-kavod sheniru lehem Harsina. The emphasis on the word tamid, that same identical kavod that was revealed at Har Sinai, was benistar, was in a hidden way with them, and the mishkan tamid. Tamid means on an ongoing basis, not just on a one-time basis. And this Ramban in Truma is an introduction to the Ramban here in Parshas Bamidbar, where the Ramban is medayek about the covers over the Aron as opposed to the covers over the other Klei HaMishkan. Let's read the Psukim first. We're going to turn now to Perek Dalid Pasuk Chaf, again towards the end of Parshas Bamidbar, Perek Dalid Pasuk Hei, I meant to say. And this you'll see is the fourth source on your page. And there it says the following. Uva Aaron Ubanav bin Soa Hamachne Voridu es Paroches Hamosach Vikisubas Aaron Aedus. So there's a covering over the Aaron Aedus which is called Paroches Hamosach. Vinasnu Alav Kisui or Tachash Uparsu Veged Klil Treles Milamola. Okay, so the Ramban is going to read these two psukim hey and vav carefully. Look at the Ramban in pasuk vav, where it says v'nasnu alav kisui or tachash. That's we'll call that the resha of this pasuk. And then it says uparsu beged kliot chels milamala. So this kisui or chada or tachash is something that we've seen and we'll see over and over again with regard to many, many different kelim. But what's unique about the Aron, we only find it here, is the Seifa, what I call the Seifa of this pasuk, Uparsu Beged Klil Tcheles Milamala. Emphasize the word Tcheles, emphasize the Beged Klil, emphasize the word Milamala. Says the Ramban, Bavur Mailas Ha'aron. We've already seen in the Ramban in Truma the Mailas Ha'aron, because the Aron is the Makom Menuchas Hashchina, which the Ramban in his Hakdama points out is what generates the parallel between the Mishkan and Har Sinai. It's the Gilui Shechina. Says the Ramban, Ba'avur Mailas Ha'aron Lohaya Nira Olav Kisui Ar Tachash. Now, as opposed to other Kalim, where if you look from the top, what you saw on top of the Kalim, whether it be the Mizbeach, whether it be the Shulchan, whether it be the menorah, what you saw is the Kisui or Tachash, Aval Hayu Mechasim also. But on top of the Aron, there was another Kisui, not just the Paroches, but also both the Aron and the Paroches being covered by the Artachash, Michzel Artachash, which we know was a physical protection against the Klei HaMishkan, and that applied to all Klei HaMishkan, Bavur Hagshamim, in order to protect them from the elements. But on top of all this, you know, you have the Paroches on top of the Aron, you've got on top of that the Artachash, the Michzel that covered all the Kalim, each keli individually, uparsim alakol on top of it all, beged kliel tcheles milamala. She enira olav habeged hanichbad. What would you see? You know, in the case of the other kelim, whether it be the Shulchan, the Menorah, and the Mizbeach, what you would see is the Michsa Ar Tachash. But when you looked at the Aron on top, what did you see? You didn't see the Michsa Ar Tachash, because that Michsa, that cover, was covered with another cover, and that's the Beged Kliel Tcheles Milamal. And regarding this Beged Kliel Tcheles Milamal, which covered the Aron, and that's a function of the sanctity, the special status of the Aron, as we said before, because that's where the Shekhinah resides, the Ramban dramatically describes it, this kisui, which you would see if you looked at the Aron on top, he calls it a very significant, respectable beged. Here the Ramban invokes a pasuk in Shmos Perek Avdal, pasuk Yud, where the Torah at the end of Parshas Mishpatim describes the vision of God. Again, we have to understand that. Rashi has a long discussion there, insights. But that pasuk ends with the words Ke'etzem Hashamayim Latohar. And the Ramban uses those words to describe the seifa of our pasuk. Of our pasuk vav, beged kliel tcheles milamala, and there's something about the color of tcheles, which is ke'etzem hashamayim. Shamayim means you look up at the sky and you see that blue color. And I think the Ramban here might be referring to, if not literally, but at least conceptually, the idea that is conveyed to us by the sugya in Sota on Daf Yud Zayin, which refers, of course, to the Tcheles of Tzitzis, and there the Gemara in Sota Yud Zayin quotes this very same pasuk in Shmos Chav Dalid to explain the impact of Tcheles and Tzitzis on the person who wears the Tcheles, and the Gemara says it's meant to remind us of the Rakia, of the Shamayim, ultimately the Kisei HaKavod, step by step until we get through the Shamayim to the Kisei HaKavod. This is what I call an awe-inspiring color, the color of Tcheles. So what we see over here is not only a parallel between the Mishkan and Har Sinai, but we see, as a result, or an extension, a reflection of that parallel, the significance, the special status of the Aron HaEdus as the Makom Menuchas HaShechina. This is the Ikar HaMishkan. This is what it's all about. And the covering on top of it with this Beged, the special Beged, which covers the Aron, the Beged Kliel Tcheles Milamala, that's what you saw when you looked at the Aron, is supposed to be awe-inspiring. It generates a feeling of reverence of the Shamayim itself, the Kisei HaKavod perhaps, if we can add that to this Ramban. And all these Rambans really integrate to form one whole picture. And based on this Ramban, we can understand the comment of Unkelus at the end of chapter 4 in Sefer Bamidbar, the end of Parshas Bamidbar, and we quoted this pasuk a little earlier, Vlo yavo liros kevala Es HaKodesh VaMesu. What shouldn't they be looking at? Unkelus has a chidush here, an insight. He says, V'lo yalun l'michse kad michsan yasmoni kucha v'lo yamusan. He's talking about not looking at the procedure in which they cover the Kalim, the Holy Kalim, and I think specifically here in the light of the Ramban, we could say the Aron, because not to look at the Aron itself. As we want to say, we want to look at the Aron as it's covered with the kaporas, and on top of that, the physical protection of the mitzvah tach, but on top of that, the beged kolil tcheles milamala, which is ke'etzem hashamayim litohar. And if we jump into a parallel of our base Knesset, our Mikdash Ma'at, we have the Sefer Torah covered by a mantle, and it's placed in the Aron. The Aron itself is covered by a parochas. All this is meant to push us step by step away from the Sefer Torah itself, because it's the Sefer Torah is gufa shel kedusha, and we should have a sense of inspired awe and reverence with regard to the Torah. So the more you cover something, the more you find a kedusha, a sanctity, a ashras hashchina, a mishkan type experience of makom menuchas hashchina. That's the aron, and that's our aron kodesh enclosing the sefer Torah, as it were. And at this point, I'd like to learn with you a Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Beis. This is the fourth source on your page. Omer Parnach, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kola Ochez Sefer Torah Arom, Nikbar Arom. So if he grabs onto the Sefer Torah without its coverings, then the punishment that's designated for him is that he'll be buried naked. So the Gemara says, Aram Salkadaitach, we could never imagine such a thing happening. Ela Ema, but rather reformulate the words of our Parnach, Nikbar Arum below mitzvos. Aram, the Aram here is below mitzvos. Now, what does that mean? Okay, he violated this Avera, the mitzvah of Kedusha Sefer Torah, by grabbing onto it without its covering and touching it directly, but therefore he has no mitzvot. I mean, what happened? So the Gemara right away asks, below mitzvot, salke daitach. But you see, sometimes the phrase below mitzvot could be understood as without any mitzvot, and sometimes it can be referring to a specific mitzvah, but it has such a significance that it's equal to all the other mitzvahs. And well, Amar Abaye, nikbar arm below osa mitzvah. And Abai doesn't spell out what mitzvah he has in mind. But obviously it's going to be some sort of all-encompassing mitzvah. It's going to be the mitzvah par excellence. And he's going to die without that mitzvah. And it's as if he died without any mitzvahs, because that mitzvah is so all-encompassing. It is so fundamental that all the mitzvahs sort of follow suit, and they're underneath the umbrella of that great mitzvah, osa mitzvah. And that situation of a person after his death, or at the time of his death, is bereft of the osa mitzvah, that specific mitzvah, that is the punishment that fits the crime of ochez b'sefer Torah arum. And why is that so? So before we try to analyze this Gemara in Megillah, I want to do with you a few things. First of all, you see the first source on your page is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, of course, in the third parak, one of the most famous pasukim in Tanakh. Tseno ure'eno b'dos tzion b'melech shlomo batara shitralo imo b'yom chasunoso u'b'yom simchas libo. Now, before we look at Rashi on Tanakh, let's jump to the Gemara in Tainis, which analyzes these two phrases, Yom Chasunoso and Yom Simchas Libo. All of Shir HaShirim is a simile. Besides the Pshuta Shel Mikra, it's referring metaphorically to different dimensions of the relationship between Knesset Yisrael, the Kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Dod. So what's the Yom Chasunoso? What clinches the marriage, as it were, between the people of Israel, Knesset Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Gemara in Tainis Chavav, is the second source on your page, says the following: Yom Chasunasu Ze Matan Torah. And this is so simple and yet so profound, that Matan Torah is the clincher that binds Knesset Yisrael with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a marriage relationship. And the Rav Zichron Avraham used to speak in the Kinnis of HaKalir on Tisha B'Av about how HaKalir, in so many different ways, in his poetic language, he chooses words from Chazal, from Torah Shebaal Peh, that conjure up images in our mind. And very often those images are about beautiful times in which the marriage relationship was so intense and so intimate. And many of those words refer to the Chasana of Matan Torah. And if we have time, we'd go through them. And Tisha B'Av is in a time in which we wail and we mourn and we grieve over the loss of, basically the loss of that close intimate relationship that was engendered first and foremost by Matan Torah. That's Yom Chasunoso. What's Yom Simchas Libo? So the Gemara in Tainis suggests that that's Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and adds a little tefillah. B'meheirav Yameinu. Shibana B'meheirav Yameinu. So that's Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's the day of Simcha. That, in a sense, is the extension of Matan Torah. But the Gemara doesn't tell us why. Rashi, it's fascinating. Rashi, in his Pirush on Shir HaShirim, you'll go back up a little bit on your page, he has a slightly different formulation of Yom Simchas Libo. He says, Zesh Mini Lemiluim Shenischanach Bo HaMishkan BaMidbar. So whereas the Gemara in Titus formulates Simchas Libo in terms of the Beis HaMikdash and its building, construction, nevertheless, Rashi's not, he's not bothered by that. He says that the first Beis HaMikdash is the Mishkan that was Nischanech on that day, what that great celebration that took place at the time of the Chanukas, the Chinuch HaMishkan in the Midbar. And there's no doubt in my mind that Rashi sees Yom Simchas Libo, the Shmini B'miluim, as the clincher of Yom Matan Torah. Again, we get into different issues about Ein Mukta Mucha B'Torah, but one thing is sure on a conceptual level, Matan Torah is only, as we said over and over again, a temporary Hashruas HaShechina. The Gilui Shechina of Matan Torah, as great and intense as it is, and we were able to see Kol Sim Brachim and hear the Shem Hashem, the Kol Hashem, nevertheless that was only on a one-time basis. The Mishkan represents the marriage, the Nisuin, the ongoing husband and wife intimacy of a Mishkan Shechina in the Mishkan that is permanent, it's not temporary. That represents the true essence of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. Rabbeinu Bechai, on the Parsha of Matan Torah Yisro, Perek Yutes, which is on the bottom of your page 1, expands this idea, analyzing even further that the Ramban has already presented about how within the context of Matan Torah, when the Shechina comes down, there's a sense of fear and awe. We have to distance ourselves from the Har. And Rabbi Mechai writes that the Seder Advarim B'Matan Torah Kinyan Azef, first Moshe gives the Tzivui, again preparing the people for that awesome experience of Yeridas HaShechina on the Har V'Igbaltes Am. That means there's going to be a Gvul, a boundary that surrounds the Har Shelo Yavru, and they're not allowed to penetrate beyond that boundary, beyond that circumference. And Moshe is told, Ki atah heidosa banu lemar hagbel es ha'har v'kidashto. So the har, the mountain, is considered sanctified v'kidashto, and therefore we have to stay away. Sharei gvul ha'am hu gvul ha'har. And that's as far as they could go. And then, shloshe yamim, they have prisha, mikol tuma, they need tvila, all this in preparation for that great moment, the greatest moment in Jewish history, the revelation at Har Sinai, Ushakasa Vaikadesh Asam, Vaikhabsu Simblosam, there's Kiddush, which means Prisha for Gimel Yamim, there's Kibus, which means Tvila, they go into the Mikvah, and then finally, after the 3-day period on the 6th of Sivan, there were Kolos Ubrakim, Vianan Kaved Alahar, Vakol Shofar Chosik Miod, says Rabbi Bechai, all this is in preparation for the moment of Yiridas HaShechina. All this, the Kolos, the Brakim, the Anan, this all takes place prior to the Yiridas HaShechina. And he invokes a Pasuk in Tanakh to prove this. As a result of this preparation period, Oz Nislavshu Charada Mipachad HaKolos Tahem. There's a Levush, so to speak, of Charada, of fear, of trembling. Shedemar Vayechrad Kol Ha'am. And then Moshe gives them a little bit of chizuk. They're very trembling, they're fear, they're moving back in fear. And he says, Vayisyatzvu tach sahar. He says, come closer. Biosim shom betach sahar. Mitzapim. They're mamish waiting, in longing. Yored Hashem Yisparach lahar ba'esh. And here the Rabbeinu Bechai has a whole discussion about the esh. He quotes a pasuk in Dvarim, Vayal Hashono, which indicates esh. He says that the har itself, kaviyochol, because of its own place within the universe, is charad, it's nizdazea. And he quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, pasuk in Daniel, all over the Tanakh, which is with tremendous scholarship. He quotes all psukim that refer to the Eish of Har Sinai,
V'chein matzinu b'dvorah neviyah. You'll find something similar with regard to Dvorah. We're not going to go through all of these, but we'll see that the Rabbi Bechai takes this very literally, this charada and the har of being chare, because the eish and the kolos and the brokken, this is all to be taken according to Rabbi Bechai, kipshuto. And he quotes the Gemara in Megillah, which you see on the top of your page 2, Shebishas Matan Torah Nikbu'u Harim Alolu Beretz Yisrael V'Ovar Karmel As Hayom V'Achachin Ischazei Kol Shofar Mi'od V'Oz Ra'am V'Yanu V'Yamdu Mirachok Yos Men HaGvul V'Yeshecha L'Das Ki Parshas V'Chol Ha'am Ro'am As HaKolos V'Yare'am V'Yanu Kodim Matan Torah Hi Haya. All this took place in preparation of Matan Torah. Ki Oz Amru El Moshe Daber Atah Imanu V'Nishma'ah. They were completely transformed. They were actually—I don't know how to say it. They were melting with fear as a result of all these experiences before the Shekhinah came down. Kimara, who b'shmiyas hakolos nefchu tzireyem aleim, they couldn't take it. V'lohatzru kach. V'yim yishmu adibur mipi gvura. So at that moment in that psychological state, would they hear the voice of Almighty God, Yamusu? They couldn't take it. Umoshech Izekas Libam V'yomalehem. And here he quotes a pasuk in Shmos Perek Chaf that describes in the aftermath of Matan Torah what happened. V'yomer Moshe l'am al tiru ki lebavur nasoseschem bo Elokim ubavur tia yir oso al pneichem levilti techato. And then V'oz Shomuelo v'yamod ha'amir achok. They were omed in this nisayon, and yiras Hashem al pneim. They had such a yiras, such an awe, such a trembling, such a pachad, and therefore they said, "We're going to stand mirachok." They didn't want to come too close to the gvul, to that boundary that they were allowed to. So they furthered themselves even away from the boundary that furthered them from the har. Who Moshe Nigash al Rafael, and the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Bechai here at the end of this presentation is that even Moshe himself didn't go too far, even though he's allowed to. Lo ba betocho. V'oz diber alakim aseres hadvarim. All this, I believe, my friends, is going to present this picture of fear, trembling, awe at Matan Torah. Torah generates awe. That's the way we study Torah. That's the way we treat a Sefer Torah. It's all one picture of fear, of Yira, and I think perhaps the subject of Mishkan, insofar as Mishkan is Makom Menuchas HaShechina, and especially the Torah that's cased in the Aron, generates the feeling of awe, of reses, v'ema, v'yira. And I'd like to learn with you the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, which you'll see as the second source of page 2, quoting a pasuk in Yeshayahu Anavi, and every word in this pasuk is taken apart by this Gemara of Reish Lakish in Shabbos Lamed Aleph. V'haya emunas itecha chosen yeshuos chachma v'das. And Reish Lakish says that the word emunas alludes to Sefer Zeroyim. All these words in the pasuk allude to different parts of the six parts of the Seder HaMishnayis. Itecha is a Seder Moe, Chosein is a Seder Nashim, Yeshua is a Seder Nezikin, Chachma is a Seder Kodshim, V'das is a Seder Taros. So imagine we've accomplished Emunas Itim, Chosein, Yeshua is Chachma, V'das. We have now the whole picture. We've learned all of Shas. And now what are we ready for? We're not ready. Why? Because the pasuk ends vidas, after vidas, yiras Hashem hi otzoro. Says Reish Lakish, afilu hachi. Even if you have all of this together, you've got Seder Zroim, which Rashi explains, is al emunas ha'odom, hi somech. And Chosein, which Rashi says Yerusha is because of Ishus, and Ezekiel, which is Moshion, Mazir, Lifrosh, Mehezek, Mishchayev, Mammon. Das is even greater than Chachma in the case of Taras. All this has to be understood. But Yiras Hashem, he Otsaro, says Rashi, he Ikar HaChashuv Bienov Latzar Lasoskula Lezikaron. If you want to now take all the Torah that you learned, all parts of the six parts of Mishnah, and now you want to put it in a in an Otsar, you know, put it in some sort of in some sort of storage so that it's with you. This just doesn't fly in and fly out. You know, some people learn so fast, they nothing stays in. But now you want to look for a way of protecting it? Rashi says the answer is that the Otsar to protect the Torah is Yiras Hashem. Again, we see this concept at the center of our discussion of Yira, of fear, of awe and trembling. And therefore, Reish Lakish says that it's not enough. It's not enough. You need the Yira. And we'll see this reflected in the words of Rava in the Gemara in Shabbos, B'shosh machnis en sa'odom, l'din, omr lo nasato v'nasato b'emuna, kavati duma Torah, sakta b'piri yavrivya, tzipisa l'yeshua, pilpalto b'chochma, hevanta dover v'tok dover. It seems that you've achieved every positive aspect. The answer is yes to every question that you fire at this person. B'yom adin. And yet, says Rava filu hachi, Yiras Hashem hi otzaro in ilo lo. Unless a person has the Yiras Hashem, there's nothing to talk about without Yiras Hashem. That's the clincher. And if you don't have that, you have nothing. And the Gemara offers a mashal. Mashal li adam shamar l'shlucho. Heli kur chitim l'aliyah. So a person who owns wheat gives the command to his second, to his sidekick. He says to him, "Take the chitim and put it up in the storage house on top." Holach vehelo amrlo iravto libahen kav chutmin. Rashi says that kav chutmin is something that protects the wheat. And mishamer saperos milaslia. So the shliach said, "I have to admit, you told me to take up the wheat. You didn't tell me about the chutman. I didn't get that specific command." So the balabai says, "The mutavim lo hel lisa." It would have been better had you done nothing. In other words, without the otsar, without the protective force, without that energy of yira, the whole thing's not worth it. The whole endeavor is for naught. So you studied all of shas, emunah sitecha, so the whole bit. But what you're lacking is Yiras Hashem. That's the Otsar. So we see that in Reish Lakish, and it's reflected also in the statement of Rava. Both agree and emphasize the central role of Yira with regard to our relationship to Torah and the way we're going to succeed in Torah. And we'll see in many different statements of Chazal that element of the experience of Yira within the context of Talmud Torah is critical. Now, I want to share with you a small piece from Rav Nochum Chernobyl, the one of the great Hasidic lights. Rav Olbaum quotes the Ma'or Einayim, who in turn quotes the Mishnah in Avos, Rav Chanina ben Doso, Mer Kol She Yiras Cheto Kodemes L'Chachmoso Chachmoso Miskayemes. You'll see this as the second source on page 2. B'chol She Chachmoso Kodemes L'Yiras Cheto Ein Chachmoso Miskayemes. So if you start with Chachma, then you have nothing. If you start with Yira, then you can achieve Chachma. And the Mishnah of Rabbi Meir in the sixth Perek of Avos, when he speaks about Oseik v'Torah Lishma, uses the phrase Malbashto Anova v'Yira. Somehow the Anova and the Yira together, that sense of humility and fear and awe, together surround him like a Malbush. And that's the key to success. As David Avel says in Tillim, in chapter Kuf Yud Aleph, Pasuk Yud, Reishis Chachma, the beginning of Chachma, the introduction to Chachma, the precondition for Chachma is Yiras Hashem. And the language of the Rebbe is as follows. He says that if you want to understand Rabbi Parnach, in Megillah Lamed Beis that we saw before on page 1, Ha'ochei Sefer Torah, and if you recall, the Gemara says that he's buried Arum. What does that mean, Arum? Abai says, Nikvar Arum below Osa Mitzvah. Some have the Girsa of Zera, but we have Abai, whatever it is. Says the Rebbe, to explain what that Osa Mitzvah is, he says, without Yira, then the mitzvahs are gone. Yira is the precondition for all mitzvahs. Reishis Chachma, Chachma here, according to the Rebbe, refers to Torah and mitzvahs. Pirish, Masha Omar, Rabbi Zera, we have Abaye below mitzvahs, who below Osa mitzvah, that when Rabbi Parnach said, Ha'ochei Sefer Torah Arum Nikbar Arum, and the Gemara thought it meant Arum below mitzvah, so the Gemara says that it means Arum below Osa mitzvah. What's the Osa mitzvah? Mitzvah Yidua? And that's the mitzvah of Yira. And he quotes a Chazal, Da Kana Kolkan. If he has an acquisition, if he's acquired Yira, then he has everything. Da Lo Kana. But if he doesn't have Yira, is Makana, what did he buy? He has nothing. Im Kana Yira, Kana Kol. Im Lo Kana Yira, Makana Ki. Im Ein Yira, Ein Klum. So when we talk about mitzvahs, when we talk about accomplishing anything as a Jew, the precondition is Yira. And Osa Mitzvah means that if he grabbed onto the Sefer Torah, that indicates that he's a Mechutza. If he doesn't have that awe in his relationship to the Torah, then you can bet you can understand that he's buried without Osa Mitzvah. That mitzvah which is the key, the umbrella, the overriding mitzvah, which encompasses all mitzvahs, and without which you have nothing, namely the mitzvah of Yira. And here in the introduction of the Ksav Sofer to his Tshuvas, we don't have it here in front of us, but I'll read it to you. He says that when a person comes into the Beis Medrash, kol abola Beis Medrash tzarech shetetagmeyu yira shamayim umidos tovos, the akdama, the introduction to entering into the Beis Medrash to study Torah is yira, it's midos tovos. And Yakiru v'yedu kol ami aretz ki shem Hashem nikra olav. It should be so obvious that he is a Baal Yira. Everyone sees it on him. And as a result, people rub shoulders with this person who enters into the Beis Medrash. And yis'ahev shem shamayim al yoda. The name of God becomes beloved through this individual. He says, v'hine yiras Hashem Vamidos Hayisharos Nikroim Levushe Ha'adam. These are the Malbushim. Umalbashto Anova. He again invokes that mission of Rabbi Meir at the end of Pirkei Avos, or the Brice of Rabbi Meir. And he quotes now a pasuk in Koheles, V'chal Eis Yu Begadecha Levonim V'shemen Al Roshcha Al Yachsar. Why is Koheles enjoin us to make sure that our begadim are always white? Says the Ksav Sofer, it cannot be that we take this at simple value, that a person should make sure that his God, you know, spend so much time dedicated to make sure that he every day he takes his clothes to the cleaning, to the launderer, and make sure that they're absolutely spotless. He says, no, that's too much. It can't be so. That's going to bring a person to hate at the end of the day. Elakav Vanoso, what Shlomo Melech has in mind in Koheles, Abchol Eis Yubagadecha Levonim Alpi Shemasha Pirshu Chazal Lahazir Al Mitzvos Maisim Tovim Midos Tovos Vyasharos. It's symbolically an allusion to Begodin, to Malbush. And what is Malbush? Malbush are the Midos Tovos, the Yira Shamayim, that surround a person and protect him.
These are the introduction to Torah.
He says that if someone enters into the Beis Medrash without this Yerushalayim, without these Midos Tovos, without Begadecha Levonim, he says, not only is it true she'ein Torah so b'viol l'tachlis hamiti, that his Torah won't impact on him to bring him to that level of spirituality to be Mekadesh the Gavra, but moreover, he says, al af ein b'yodo mitzvah salimud, if it even undermines the very mitzvah of Talmud Torah v'yesek Torah so. V'zeo shavar ha-parnach, and that's the Gemara of Bar Parnach in Megillah, kala okhe sefer Torah orum, hainu she'eino melubash b'levush. He doesn't have, you know, this is all symbolic. That's how the Ksav Sofer teaches us to learn in Agadita, that the Sefer Torah Orem without a malbush means it's without Yira, it's without Midos Tovos. The Oche Sefer Torah Orem is Nikbar Orem below Osav Mitzvah Shalimudat Torah. Here he puts his Chiddush into the Osav Mitzvah of Abaye or of Zer, if you have that gear. So the Osav Mitzvah, not like the Rebbe from Chernobyl, but according to Ksav Sofer, it's not referring to the mitzvah of Yira, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because if he has no Yira, if he doesn't have Malbashto Anov of Yira, then he doesn't even have the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He might as well stay out of the Beis Medrash. But certainly, within the context of the Ksav Sofer, he's talking about that separate sanctity of a person who's sanctified by the Torah, and the precondition is Malbashto Anov of Yira. And if you take a look at your page, I added here the Or HaMeir that I found in Bar Ilan. He writes, based on the Gemara in Brachos, Haroa Chachme Yisrael Omer, what bracha should you be mevarach when you see one of Chachme Yisrael? Baruch Shecholak Michachmaso Liyareyav. Again, we're talking about Chachma, we're talking about Chachme Yisrael, wisdom and knowledge, the intellectual element, and yet Yireyav. And the remez here, says the Or HaMeir, is the Chachamim. What is their Chachma? Im ein Yira, ein klum. Without Yira, the Chachma is absolutely meaningless. And here we have a statement of the Medrash in Parshas Truma. I think we've spoken about this Medrash in the past. Yeshcha mekach shemisha mecharo nimkar imo. The Medrash asks in a sort of naive way, is it possible that I sell you something, but I sell myself with it? Does the seller come along with the object that he sells? And yes, there is such a thing. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Macharti Lachem Torasi, Kaviyachol Nimcharti Ima. I've given you my Torah. I've transferred my Torah to you, Lo B'Shamayim, now belongs to Klal Yisrael, but I've sold myself with the Torah. Shedemar V'yikhu Li Truma. This is the Medrash Rabbah at the very beginning of Parshas Truma. Mashal Lemelech. And the Medrash gives this very elaborate mashal about a king who has one daughter, and someone comes and marries her, wants to take her away to his country where she'll be the queen, she'll be the princess in a different country, and the king can't separate from his daughter. He says, on the one hand, I'm giving you my daughter in marriage, but on the other hand, lifrosh mimena eini yochel, I can't separate myself from her. How can you take her away? So therefore, what does the king say to the groom? He says, you know what? Tova aseli, do the following for me. Kol makom shata holech, wherever you go, set up a little dira so that I can come and be a guest, and I can be in close proximity to my daughter that I love so much. She's my only child. And in the nimshal kach omar kodesh baruch lishon nasati lachem esat Torah, I gave over the Torah to you. Lifrosh mena eini yochel. I can't separate myself from the Torah. Lomar lachem al titluha eini yochel. I can't possibly say, don't take the Torah. Ela, but therefore, kol makom shatem holchim bayis echad asuli she'edar besocho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, wherever you take the Torah with you, set up a place where I can live in close proximity to the Torah. And this again reflects the idea that the Torah in the Aron HaEdus represents the essence of the Mishkan. The Mishkan is a house that surrounds the Torah. The Torah is the Bas Yechid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to come to be near His Torah. And the Aron, as we said, has to engender that awe of Torah. That sense of trembling and fear of the Kedushas HaTorah. And that trembling and that fear is the Ikar, is primary, because we have to understand that the Torah is the Mishkan. The Torah is the place where the Shechina resides. And based on this, we could understand the Bach. The Bach in Simon Mem Zayin, in Orach Chaim, in his long discussion about Birchas HaTorah, he speaks about the fact that Birchas HaTorah is so critical. The Gemara says in a number of places that because we weren't careful about Birchas HaTorah, there was a tremendous punishment against Klal Yisrael. And the Bach says, okay, you don't have to read through the entire piece of the Bach, but the Bach basically reveals this Yisod about the Torah representing the Kedusha of Shechina, of Dveikus. He says, Kavanoso Yisbarach Be'olam Ha'is, on the fourth line, Shania Oskim Batorah Kedesha Tis'atzim Nishmosenu, that our souls, our spirits should be strengthened with Ruchaniyut V'Kedusha, which comes from the Torah. And he says that God gave us the Torah as a gift and we're not allowed to forget it. We always have to be clinging to the Torah, craving the Torah. Kedesh tistavik nafshosenu gufenu. Our whole nefesh should be dovek in Torah. And if the Jewish people would have only dedicated themselves throughout history to that kavana, to that purpose and that intention, then they would become sanctified with the Kedushas HaTorah, which is the Kedusha, as we said before, of Mishkan. They would become the Merkava of the Mishkan, the Shechina would be Bekirbam, and certainly they would be Koveya, the Dira of Shechina in Eretz Yisrael, and they never would have been forced to leave Eretz Yisrael, go into exile. And his language is very revealing. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosan Lanu Es HaTorah, Shall Yodin is Dabek Bimakar Motzi HaTorah, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Through the Torah is a conduit through which we become one, we cling to the giver of the Torah, the source of the Torah, Kodesh Baruch Hu himself, with a capital H. Dainu HaTorah Hi Akli. Shebem Tzu'usam is Davkin BaKodesh Baruch Hu. Lachain Nosan HaKodesh Baruch Hu Torah's Emesli Yisrov Matonah. And we shouldn't ever forget it. We should always be involved in Torah, dedicated to its study. And if we do so for the purpose of getting close, Dveikus, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina itself, then for sure we become a Merkava of the Shechina, as we said before, and we would remain permanently in Eretz Yisrael. And this concept of learning Torah, out of a sense of craving, of longing for the Shechina, of wanting and desiring to become close to the Kedushas HaTorah, to be Dovek in the Nosein HaTorah, all this is the Yira that we spoke about, which is the precondition that has to always accompany us in the Beis Medrash, in our Torah study. That Yira, which gives us the Koach to understand the Torah, to appreciate its teachings, to analyze it, and to become strengthened by the Dveikus with Shechina. Yirotza may be His will, that with this Yira that we saw at Har Sinai, that we saw at the Mishkan, and that we see over and over again throughout Chazal, that that's the key to all the mitzvahs, to all of what we call Liman HaTorah Dveikus Hashem. If we engender in ourselves that sense of Yira, then we'll be Zoche to become a Mishkan Fashras HaShechina V'Shachanti B'Socham. We can be Koveya our Dira in Eretz Yisrael in a permanent way, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bestow upon us all the blessings of Shechina. It'll be an end, a termination to the period of Hester Panim, of Siluk Shechina, and with that Gilui Shechina we'll be able to establish the commonwealth of Hashem, the kingdom of Mashiach, and the building of the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan again, V'Shachanti B'Socham, as it once stood in our midst, as a reflection and extension of Har Sinai, the Arna Edus, with all the coverings around us, that generate that awe of Kedushas HaShechinah, and that should be b'mheirav yameinu. Amen.